Hello there, welcome back to another Covert Persuasion Pattern. And in this pattern, we're going to talk about a pattern, people can, you know. This asks the question, which people? And you know who the people are. Now, the people are you, if I'm talking to you. And see, again, if you've seen some of the other patterns where we talk about the people is, it's kind of like, without having to say you, I can say the people. So it's really cool because the person asks in their mind, which people? And what it is, it's somewhat of a social proof in the sense that you're saying to them, which people? Okay? The people. And people then, or the person you're talking to will then say, okay, others can, I can too. That's kind of like how they take it in their mind and justify whatever it is that you're looking to persuade them about. This is covert persuasion because we're doing it sneaky. We're adding in hypnotic influence. Let's go to the first one. People can, you know, think about how good it will feel when you use my services. So essentially, this is kind of a tricky one, where you're saying, people can, you know, think about, okay, so that's the command. Think about how good it will feel when you use my services. Okay, so basically, you kind of switched it around. You've said, people can, you know, think about how good it will feel when you use my services. So you've kind of switched it in midstream. And when you talk like this, obviously, this is probably not the last sentence you're going to say. So again, take this in the context for which it was designed, which is, this is a piece of the puzzle. You're talking to somebody, and you say, hey, people can, you know, think about how good it'll feel when you use my services. Just like other people have done in the past, they've gotten such great results out of it. People can, you know, get the results that they're looking for. And I'm sure when you use my services, you're going to get the same thing. So again, I've switched it around a little bit. Again, when in doubt, reroute and use it as best you can. Number two, people can, you know, make a decision about how this can benefit them or you greatly. Now, the reason I put them and you is because you can word it several different ways. People can, you know, make a decision, so there's your command, about how this can benefit them greatly, or you. Now, if you say how this can benefit you greatly, it's a direct command to them, whereas when you say this can benefit them greatly, it's more of an indirect command. It's almost not a command because you've been taken out, but they get the concept of it. And again, you're given the concept that who are these people? You know they can make a decision about how this can benefit them. Benefit you. And again, it's slick. That's the best thing I can tell you about these types of sleight of mouth patterns is that you're sliding in the commands. Nobody's going to pick up a command. Nobody understands that there's a command unless they're into hypnotic. Now, if I obviously, knowing hypnotic influence the way I do, if somebody were speaking to me like that and they, you know, make a decision about how this can benefit you greatly. And when you make that decision, you're going to find that this is going to allow you to get all the things that you've been looking for based on what we've been talking about. We've talked about growing your company. We've talked about taking your profits to the next level. So you see, I'm kind of adding on to it, but you're hiding this in there and you're emphasizing. And that's why before you use these is you study them, you practice them. And again, flight time. Bottom line is putting in flight time. You can have a lot of fun doing this. I mean, I would do this in social settings. And it's really cool to see how people react to it. Because then all of a sudden it's like, what did you just say? I've had so many people say that to me over the years. Like, what did you just say? Let's go to the next one. People can, you know, develop an attraction more rapidly the more time they spend together. Now, well, I'm gonna kind of flip this one a little bit. But people can, you know, develop an attraction. Now, here's one thing that you could add to this. Is you could say, people can, you know, develop an attraction to me more rapidly the more time they spend with me. You see? And again, what you're saying is, people is the person you're speaking to. Without saying to somebody, you know, you can develop an attraction to me more rapidly the more time you spend with me. Now, you can't do that, but this is the more covert way to do it. People can, you know, develop an attraction more rapidly the more time they spend together. And again, that is a lot more subtle because I've taken the emphasis of me out of there. Whereas it's more implied when I say people can, you know, develop an attraction to me more rapidly the more time they spend with me. And when they do that, they find that they really have a fun and wonderful time. That's how you would put something like that together. But again, these patterns are designed specifically for specific intents. And that intent is to get people to come to our way of thinking. A lot of these things cause people's mind to get gummed up in the sense that they can't process the information. But the information that we want them to really process in their subconscious are the commands. So when I say develop an attraction, I can say develop an attraction and I can point at me. I can say develop an attraction and I can point to a product. I can say develop an attraction and I can point to somebody else. So I could be a matchmaker for somebody else and say, hey, I want you to develop an attraction and point at my friend John next to me or my friend Mary next there. And so that is the ticket, is that people can, you know.